Amen. Wow. Woo. Man, I felt some breakthrough right there, guys. Somebody has some real breakthrough, and I love breakthrough, don't you? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, let's stand this morning and turn in your Bibles. We're going to give you some word. Amen. So, all word and no spirit, you dry up. All spirit and no word, you blow up. So we want a balance. Amen. God is so good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Turn over to our message this morning, or our scripture we've been over in 2 Peter 3:18. 2 Peter 3:18. Let's put this up. Great word this morning. Going to encourage you in the word today. But grow in the grace. Grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. So be it. Amen. But grow in grace. Amen. Let's hold up our Bibles this morning and say it like we mean it. Praise the Lord. We like to say this here. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess. My mind is clear. My heart is open. And I will never, never. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody and say, are you growing this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God is so good. Praise the Lord. I won't try to keep you more than an hour and a half today. So we'll order in some Greek's pizza and it'll be all good, right? Hallelujah. No, we won't do that to you. You know, I know you can only endure so much, but I want you to endure this morning. Actually, I want you to more than endure. I want you to receive the word of God this morning. You know, the Bible says that we can grow in grace. Now, grace is given to us fully. Grace is like faith. Faith is given to us fully in the person of Jesus Christ. Amen. We've all received the measure of faith. We've received the same measure, but people can be on different levels. I said this a few weeks ago. People can be on different levels of faith, and you can be on different levels of grace. Right? Amen. I am not on the faith level yet of a Jesse Duplantis when it comes to prosperity. Jesse Duplantis really believes, knows, grows, and has faith to receive in the area of prosperity. Andrew Womack has faith in the area of healing. Amen. Now, I have faith in healing. I have faith in prosperity. I have seen miracles through our ministry. I have seen blessings through our ministry. But what I'm saying is there's people that are on different levels, but it doesn't mean that you're bad or you're lacking. Amen. You know, it's like someone says, I've left the station, but I haven't arrived yet. Right? I have left the foundations, the principles. I'm moving forward in Christ. Amen. And there's an abundance of grace there for us. The Bible tells us that over in Romans chapter 5 and what is it, verse 17, that those that receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. So there's an abundance of grace, and God wants us to grow in that grace, grow in that divine favor. That's what grace is. It's unmerited divine favor in our life. And God desires us to grow in that. He desires us to grow in our faith. Amen? To believe God for big things. Amen. Big things. Hey, turn to somebody and say, dream big. God wants you to, you know, a lot of people talk about dreams and dreams come up evil at times, but God has got good dreams for us. And he wants you to dream big. Amen. He doesn't mind if you dream big. Start dreaming some things. Start picturing some things. Start believing for some big stuff in your life. Amen? God is not a God of slack or lack. He wants to bless you abundantly in every area of your life. So we start believing for these things. You know, sometimes when you start believing, it takes time because there's seed time and harvest. But you keep on believing and knowing that God is going to bring that to pass in your life. Believe for good things. Dream for big things to happen in your life. That God puts you in the right place at the right time with the right people. favor showing up on your life. You know, when you go into Walmart and you get a parking place, you need to thank God for favor in that parking place. I mean, start with the little things where you are and say, Lord, thank you. Grace showed up for me today right here in this place. Hallelujah. I give you the glory and I give you the honor, because the next time you might be owning Walmart. Favor operating in our lives. God's got good favor, amen, operating in our lives. And so he wants us to grow in grace, amen. And listen, during this time and during this season, it is a real opportunity for all of us to grow in grace. I'm just saying. Amen. It's a real opportunity for all of us to grow in the area of grace, because not only do we want to receive an abundance of grace, but we want to give an abundance of grace to people. It's not only about receiving, it's about giving grace to people. Listen, people make mistakes. They do. People will fail you. People will let you down. People, you know, I'm telling you, sometimes people will actually get on your nerve. Come on, somebody. Amen. In fact, before you might leave this wonderful church, oh, by the way, there is no perfect church. Just saying. In fact, there is no perfect pastor. No, it's just Jesus. Amen. There is no perfect pastor. You know, and anytime you step into leadership, you can be a target. Ask our president. Ask people who are in leadership. And anytime you step into position and there's no perfect church, there's no perfect pastor, there's no perfect people, there's only one that's perfect. His name is Jesus. Amen. Now, I do my best, you know, to promote him, to lift him up. That's what I want people to see. I really don't want them to even see me. I would rather people see Jesus. That's why, you know, over the years, I've had a real difficult time promoting myself. It's just hard for me. You know, we have a ministry. We have McIntosh Ministry. And it's really hard for me to get up and tout myself. I much rather tout Jesus. And I much rather have Jesus be the forefront in my life, because I know that Jesus is the one that we look to. It's not unto man to get our needs met. It's unto Jesus, amen. He's the one that ultimately meets all of our needs. So it's really hard. And I just want to talk to you about growing in grace with people today, because there's so much strife happening in the world. This world, in America especially, has gone crazy. I mean, there are just craziness taking place out there. Listen, strife produces division, whether it's in a country, whether it's in a marriage, or whether it's in a church. God does not want people operating and walking and exercising and being in strife. God wants people walking and exercising and being in the Spirit. He wants us operating from and out of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I want to tell you something. Every one of us have an opportunity to take offense, because if you will reach over, if you got a Bible in your hand, just hand it to somebody. If you got a Bible in your hand, just, if you don't mind, just hand it to somebody. So what did they have to do to get that Bible? They had to do what? They had to take it. They had to literally take it. That's the same with offense and where strife is born out of, because strife is born out of offense. People get offended at things, maybe even in the past, that has nothing to do with the present. Amen? It's like, and guys, God does not want us living in the past. The past is there for reasons. The past is there so that we won't repeat the past. Oh, you aren't hearing what I'm saying. The past is there. You know, the Bible is a book of history. The Bible is not closed, but it's very open to the past. There are some ugly things in the Bible. There's some good, there's some bad, and there's some ugly. But God wanted us to look at the past so that we wouldn't repeat the past. You all ain't hearing what I'm saying. We wouldn't repeat the past in the present. King David, his adulterous affair with Bathsheba, you know, when he saw Bathsheba, that fox, he was smitten to his socks. But it's in there openly so that we would know and see David and what he went through and God's ability to forgive David and restore David. Amen. But it was there so that you and I can look at that and see God's grace, God's love, God's mercy towards us. Amen. So we want to get past the past, and we want to live in the present, and we want to live out of the spirit and not out of the flesh, because it's out of the flesh that strife and offense comes. Come on, somebody. Amen? So we're not people out of the flesh and live out of the flesh, because you see, in the flesh are all those negative emotions that want to rise up, and oh, how people have gone off of their emotions lately and really not off of the Spirit of the Lord. We don't want to go off of our negative emotions or let the flesh rule us. Now, we're all in this earth suit, and we have the opportunity to just step right over in this flesh anytime we want to, if we choose. Or we have the opportunity to step over in the Spirit and allow the Spirit to rule our feelings and our emotions. And we have the opportunity to walk in Christ's forgiveness because He's forgiven us so much. I don't know about you, but I want to choose the Spirit every time over the flesh. I'd rather choose the high road than the low road. Woo! Yeah, you can give God some praise. That's all right. Amen. God's good. Because I know that when I'm really operating out of God's grace, I'm choosing the high road. I think the best of people. I put a 10 on their head. What does that mean? I value them. Amen. I see value in them. Thank God. Hallelujah. You know, and when we look at people, Paul said, I don't want to know anyone any longer after the flesh, but after the Spirit. When we look at people, we need to value them, not after the flesh, but we need to value them as God values them and as God sees them. He sees their spirit, amen? We need to look at people after the Spirit and not after the flesh. And we don't need to be so easily to take offense, because, you know, even pastor can say stupid things. You need to be wise and discerning, amen? And just say, well, he said something stupid, but I sure love him. Even when pastor it says something stupid, I sure love him. Because, you know, over the years of 40 years in ministry, I guarantee you, I've said some dumb stuff. But thank God for people that forgives dumbness. Aren't you glad God loves dummies? Paul talked about that. He says, hey, our calling is not like those who are way up here. Our calling is among some dummies. Right? I didn't mean to offend you. Don't take offense. You have to take that to receive it, right? It's amazing. Because really, what happens when we're offended, or we get offended, we are very self-centered. And all strife comes out of that, because what happens is when someone's up, or you walk into a room, all of a sudden you're so self-centered, you feel like, well, they're all talking about me. And they have nothing to do with you. And then you're really offended. Oh, they're not talking about me. Oh, my gosh, what's going on? Amen. Listen, we have got to learn to choose the Spirit every moment of our lives. It is something we have to really grow in. Because this flesh thing, man, this flesh does not produce life. This flesh produces death. Let's go over to Romans chapter 8, and let's go down to verse 4 if we can. Romans 8, verse 4. Look at this just a moment. I want to share this with you, and I want to talk to you about a couple of things. It was so interesting this week as I was praying and listening to the Holy Spirit. Aren't you glad I listened to the Holy Spirit? Amen. As I was praying and hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit just speak to my heart and just wanting to minister to your heart today, I ran across a couple of things. If I can find him here, I want to share with you. He said that the righteous requirement of law might be fulfilled in us. God wants to fulfill the righteous requirement of the law in us. How does he do that? Who do not walk according to the flesh, the old way of thinking, the flesh. Actually, we're in the flesh, guys. Let me tell you what the flesh is. The flesh is simply an old way of thinking outside of Christ. That pattern has got to be transformed in our mind in order for us to walk in the righteousness that God has given us. And when we can so easily at times walk over here and get offended and walk in strife. And listen, when you're walking in strife, you actually are blocking the blessings of God. Why? Because your focus is either on getting even, saying something, giving your opinion. It's kind of like noses. Everybody has an opinion. And not choosing the Spirit and the high road. But when we choose the Spirit and the high road, our focus is on Jesus and it's not on self. We need to get our focus off of self and onto Jesus. And walk in the love of God, because it's the love of God that fulfills the whole law. Oh, that's good. Turn to somebody and say, he's really preaching good to you this morning. Would you do that? Turn to somebody else and say, don't take that offensively. Come on, somebody. Amen. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but we walk according to what? The Spirit. Let's go on down. Look at the next verse. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds. Their minds are set on the old things. The minds are set on the old way of doing things and the old nature and the old feelings and the old emotions, the old responses. Of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, their minds are set on the things of the Spirit. Grace, love, peace, joy, long-suffering, all these wonderful attributes of the Spirit, my mind set on that. And listen, man, the Bible says if we are in Christ, we have crucified the old man. We have crucified the flesh. The flesh should be dead in our life. So turn to somebody and say, don't have a resurrection party. Because we have opportunities all time to resurrect that flesh. Well, bless God, let me tell you what I feel. You ever been there? You know, the spirit of slap comes upon you and all those different things. We have opportunities all the time. The enemy presents opportunities to us to go back into the old way of thinking, the old lifestyle that is contrary to the Spirit. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Let's go on down. Next verse. Amen. Hallelujah. For to be carnally minded. What does it produce? What does strife, contention, what does all these things produce? They produce what? Death. Death. division, death. That is the enemy's goal. The enemy's goal is to produce death. Jesus' goal is to produce life. I don't know about you, but I believe I like life a lot more than death. I think life is good. Amen. I think God came to give us an abundant life. But to be spiritually minded, it's what? Life. Not only is it life, thank God for life, but it is peace. Turn to somebody and say, let it go. You need to let some people go in your life. Some of you have been offended for years. Years. You got to let it go. You got to just let them. It is not worth it. You're putting them above Jesus. Woo! Turn to somebody and say, he's really preaching to you right now. Amen. Listen, whatever we let come into our life and come into our mind and cause this offense, or we're putting it above what Jesus is. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to put anything or anybody above Jesus. I want to read you something. Is that good? Or yeah, somebody give. Come on, give a clap. Amen. Hallelujah, man. I got all. Listen to this. A friend of mine wrote this. I want to share this with you. Never allow offended people to rob you of peace and manipulate you into thinking it's your job to unoffend them by obeying them. Follow God. Please God. The fear of man is always a snare. Whoa! What a powerful word. Now, over the years of pastoring, and I have pastored 40-something years, there's been people that have gotten offended. I've tried to chase and run them down. They just get more offended because they already got their opinion made up and their mind made up. And you know what? I want to say I have never had aught against people. I love people. Amen? But we want to walk in the love of God, and we want to love people. Our focus wants to be on him, and out of him, we love people. Amen? Some people you're never going to get it right with. Some people will be determined to be mad at you forever. Amen? And there's nothing you can do about it. You want to love them. You want to help them. You want to minister to them. But sometimes it's just like, hey, hello. But God loves them. Listen to me. God loves them. Amen? So let them go in God. Good word. How many has ever heard of Barry Bennett? Anybody ever heard of Barry Bennett? Barry happens to be one of my favorite teachers. I enjoy listening to Barry. I want to read something Barry wrote this week. I want you to hear this. There is an enemy of your heart and future that you may not be aware of. This enemy destroys marriages, divides churches, ruins friendships, and opens the door for oppression and even sickness to come in. The enemy is the offended heart. Offense and bitterness are wreaking havoc in many Christian lives, and most don't even know how to recognize it. The offended heart struggles to recognize and embrace truth. Feelings triumph over truth. Wow. Want to hear a little more? The offended person feels betrayed by someone in ministry or by some church experience or by some friend. They may be offended at someone in their family. They may be offended with politics and their social issues of our time. Offense has many opportunities to poison our heart. Once an offense has taken root, the abundant life of God is quenched. Wow! That's why it's so important that we guard our hearts against offense. Amen? We don't want to take part of that. And church, as we grow and as we have more people come in, you know, give people a break. Let grace reign in your heart. They may not come in looking just like you. They may not dress just like you. I've had people get offended over somebody's t-shirt before. I'm like, Are you really? It didn't say a nasty word on it. It didn't say something profanity on it. It was just a t-shirt. Really? Don't take the bait of Satan. Don't allow offense to come up in your heart and all of a sudden you're just dwelling on that more than you are God's goodness and God's favor and God's blessing in your life. If someone was to offend you or you take offense, what do? You release that quickly. You let it go. You cast your care on the Lord because he cares for you. You just think that maybe they had a bad day. Think the best in people and not the worst in people. In fact, try to bring out the best. Now, some of you have to really work at bringing out the best. Come on. The Bible says to love the brethren. Well, some of the brethren you got to learn to love. Amen. It's not always like, oh, it's all warm and fuzzy and awesome. You know, there are some people that can be used by the enemy to irritate you or try to get to you. Ephesians 6:12, this is what you've got to recognize, though. Ephesians 6:12, look what it says. For we not wrestling against flesh and blood here. Listen, this thing that's going on in America right now, it is not flesh and blood thing. There is a spirit of Antichrist behind all of this stuff. I am preaching the truth. There is a spirit of division, a spirit of Antichrist. Certainly not the spirit of Jesus. Certainly not love, certainly not unity, certainly not, you know, caring about people. Doesn't matter what color their skin is. We love all people. Jesus died for all people. Amen. That's what I love about our church. It's a polka dot church. Aren't you glad? We're all different. We're all backgrounds. We all have different ethnicities. We're all different, amen, but we're all the one in Jesus. That's what makes the body of Christ so beautiful. We have people from Africa. We have people from China. From China. We have one visiting with us this morning from China via Ann Arbor, Michigan, amen, hallelujah. We have people from Arkansas. That is a real strange country. We have people from Belize, Hispanic descent. We have Irish. We have Indian. Did I miss anybody? We just have all kinds. We have people from Africa. We have someone from London, England. Has a beautiful accent. I want to say something to you. Find beauty in everyone. Find beauty. Look at people. Find beauty. Just say, man, the Lord loves them so much and so do I. Even if someone tries to offend you, find beauty in that person. You know, I've had people over the years that had tried to offend me. I turn around and I try to find good in them. I say, you know what? This was so good about them. This is so good about them. This is so good about them. I refuse to walk in offense with anyone. I am not going to do it. I am not going to let people rob me of the joy of the Lord. I'm going to stay in love with God, and I'm going to stay in love with people. No matter what this world looks like, no matter the chaos, no matter who's doing what, I'm still going to love people. You know why? Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world. One of my fondest dreams was planting a church that was multicultural, because we can learn so much from each other if we'll be open, not closed, and allow God to speak to our hearts and minister to one another. What beautiful, because, why is that? Because when we get to heaven, as Kay wrote a song, This is what heaven is going to be like. There isn't going to be any segregation in heaven. Come on, somebody. Amen. We're all going to be there of every nation, every tongue. If you don't like it, then you don't have to go. That's why God's going to wipe away all every tear. Amen. No more crying there. Just the peace of God. Just people loving one another. Just the grace of God. Just Jesus. Just Jesus. Aren't you glad for him today? So we're not fighting with one another. There are spiritual forces. There's wickedness out there. There are people that are being used of the enemy. Pray for their hearts. Pray that revival will come across their hearts. Pray that an awakening of the love of God that is there will all of a sudden just explode in their hearts. Amen. Be kind to people when you go out. You know, people are struggling. You know, some people, you know, have masks on, some don't. Be kind to all people. You know, if you go out, you know, and you're going out for a meal or something now, be kind to that waitress. Be extra kind to them. Give them a good tip. If you do, you can write on there, we love you, Jesus loves you, from Discovery Church. If you give them a lousy tip, don't write either. But be kind. Just let the kindness of God rule in your heart and life. Amen. Don't let strife rob you. Don't get into strife with people. Don't get into arguments. You know, some of your family members you need to release this morning and you need to let go because it's not worth it. You need to go and hug on them and love on them. Say, hey, forgive me. I am so sorry. Boy, have I been stupid. Because that's what offense does. It makes you look stupid. But when you take the high road and you still love on people, you know, I've had notes slipped under my door at times that were ugly notes. People never came to me and faced me. They just wrote an ugly note underneath my door. And I thought, man, Lord, I prayed, I cried, I wept about it. I'll be honest, I stayed up at night, you know, concerned, worrying about them over the years. But I chose the high road. I chose I'm going to love them. I'm going to bless them. Why? Because I don't want anything to block the blessings of God in my life. Amen. I you know, God's going to love me. I mean, if I continue hating them, God would still love me. But I choose not to do that. Amen. It's amazing some of the things and lies that people perpetrate over the years. It's like, are you freaking kidding me? I'm sorry for my... Really? When you put your life out and you put everything down on the line, you know, it's amazing. So you stay in love with people. That's my word for you today. Stay in love with people. Come on, somebody. Amen. Just be kind and let the love of Jesus flow through you. Amen. Let's stand today. Praise the Lord. Give God some praise. Amen. Come on, give him some praise this morning. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Some of you that are married, you're going to have an opportunity to take offense against that husband before you get done today. Stay in love with that husband. Stay in love. You know, forgive them quickly. Amen. Stay in love with that wife, even though she did burn your meal 20 times. Amen. Stay in love with them, man. Praise God. Just keep on pouring the love of Jesus. Look beyond their faults. There's an old song that says, he looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. Aren't you glad? Can't we do that with one another? Can't we go out of this place and look beyond people's faults and say, man, they really need the Lord. They really need the Lord. Jesus, help me be an instrument to lead them to you. Help me be an instrument to show them the love of God today. You know, that waitress is having a bad day. Lord, help me show the love. You know, I went through Walmart, and that lady at the checkout counter, she just wouldn't help me show extra love to her today. Amen. Raise your hands this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you today. We're going to confess in a second. I want to pray for all of us. Father, we thank you today for unity across this country. We thank you, Lord, that you would just rise up in the midst of all this crazy chaos, strife, contention, bitterness, hatred, murdering. God, protect those precious children, Lord, in these inner cities and everything that's going on. Lord, just minister to their hearts. God, you love those kids. You love those adults, Lord. Help them not be crazy, killing one another, fighting, Lord. May Jesus rise up in that place. May we as a church, Lord, rise up wherever we go out of this place today. May we show the love of Jesus Christ to each other, to our family, to our husband, to our wife, to our kids, to our neighbors, Lord, beyond wherever we go. May people see there's something different about them. Lord, if there's people here this morning that are harboring things in their life, God, that you would just set them free right now. Let them know, God, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Amen. Lord, as we look at how much you have forgiven us, as we look at that, surely we can forgive others, God. There is no greater offense, Lord, than how much we have hurt you. But, Lord, you have forgiven us. Lord, we know we can forgive others immediately, Lord, and set them free in Jesus' name. Say with Pastor this morning, I receive this. I receive in my heart. I will not be in strife. I will not receive offense. I will walk in the love of Jesus Christ towards all around me. I will choose the Spirit every time over the flesh. Even with my spouse, my kids, my close relatives, my distant relatives, my in-laws, I choose the Spirit and my outlaws. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, if you like to receive more prayer this morning, or you want someone to agree with you for your healing, we have a prayer room. Crystal is here, and she'll be glad to minister to you, and Beth will be glad to minister to you. So if you just like people to agree with you on something today, we have this opportunity, and thank God we have a beautiful prayer ministry room set up back there. It's beautiful, amen, and thank God for that. So I encourage you, you know, the Bible says we need to pray together. Amen. And there's certain things, and in here maybe you can't do that. But in there, you can get intimate prayer. You can be prayed for. You can receive what you have need of as well. And so we just want you to enjoy that and take advantage of that. If you want to come in early and just, you know, need prayer, please, we're here for you. And we love you today. Why don't you turn around, give somebody a big wave this morning and say, God is good all the time. Amen.